mention the name Waterloo, and you'll probably think here of two things, the battle and the railway station. But the other two Waterloos are involved in a twinning project that's helping people in one of Africa's poorest areas. The Waterloo Partnership was set up 10 years ago to forge links between Waterloo in Sefton and the town of Waterloo in Sierra Leone. The West African country had suffered years of civil war. More recently, it was ravaged by Ebola. The 10-year partnership has raised funds for health, for education, farming and building projects. And I'm joined now in the studio, delighted to say, by chairman of the organisation Waterloo Partnership, David Lloyd. Good morning, David.
Morning, Helen. Thank you for inviting me.
Happy days. Tell us, first of all, what is the latest news from Sierra Leone?
Well, these poor people, having survived civil war and Ebola, was hit by floods last week. There were unusually heavy rains over a period of 2 or 3 days. And the marketplace in particular in Waterloo was completely flooded. So that's another whammy for them.
And remind us, how did the tie-up originally begin?
It started actually in 2003 when Claire Curtis-Thomas, who was a local MP, went out with a parliamentary group to Sierra Leone, and she was struck by what she found in Waterloo, which is a town on the outskirts of Freetown, the capital. She was struck by the severe poverty, the ill health, and the incredible destruction of all the buildings.
And for your involvement, is there a moment for you that stands out with your involvement with the organisation, David?
Well, it's been quite an experience going out there, and what has impressed me was the resilience of the population, because in spite of all the hardships they've had to endure, they seem to come through fighting. And the tragedy of Ebola was that having come through the civil war, and when I was out there in April last year, the mood was very positive. They seemed to be getting businesses back going, and everything seemed to be going well at last. And then Ebola came along, and that's been devastating.
And just as an update on that, you know, how is it for the Waterloo organisation? How did they cope with the outbreak of Ebola? You know, you're mentioning now about this flooding over the last couple of days, which it's an ongoing, just a battle, isn't it?
Well, Ebola really took them by surprise, because when I was out there last year, there were a few cases in the east of the country. But nobody was aware of it, really, in the West. Even the government didn't take much notice of it. And when people started fleeing towards Waterloo, they brought the infection with them. And because of their practices, the disease spread like wildfire. For example, when somebody dies, the custom is that three or four people will wash the body and all the family will come and touch it, which is the worst possible thing, because those bodies are highly contagious. So, for example, the first two cases were in August of last year, and then there were two cases, there were another 20 cases the next day, and by the end of the month there were 150 cases. It just spread because of these practices. And that's where the Waterloo Partnership was able to step in, because we've had an organization there, a committee there, for the past 10 years who know the place, and as soon as they saw what was happening, they contacted us for financial support, and they did several things which are really important. They set up educational meetings to explain to the people what not to do and how to behave. They also started feeding people in quarantine. If somebody in a house became infected, they were taken off to the hospital, and all the rest of the people were locked down for 21 days and had no access to food. So we've sent money for food, and we've probably fed about 2,000 people.
And it's that great community exchange, isn't it? You've had visits. Tell us more about that side of things. What have you got from being involved with the organisation, David?
Well, I'm a son of Africa, because I was born in South Africa, and I've always missed being in Africa. So when I had the opportunity to join the partnership, I really went for it. And it's great being back in Africa, and I do have an understanding for the problems there. And it's really worthwhile working with those people, because they are very positive, they're very able, and all they need is the support financially to set up their businesses and whatever they're doing. And this has been our theme, is to help them develop sustainable businesses. So that they don't always need our help. Another big problem out there is all the orphans, partly from the Civil War and partly from Ebola. And many of those were shunned by the community because of the fear of infection. And we've taken over the care of 85 orphans, which we've put with guardians who feed them, care for them, and we've paid for their schooling. So, you know, all those things, and you get really involved with the community.
Brilliant. How can listeners support you? We've got about 1 minute to go. So for details of finding out about the 10-year partnership, how can listeners support the Waterloo Partnership?
Well, before I answer that, I'm going to say very quickly...
We've got 1 minute, okay. Honey, so you need to be very quick.
What we could only do because of the enormous generosity from the people in Waterloo here, especially the schools, who were unbelievably effective. If people want to donate, we have a website, thewaterloopartnership.co.uk, and there you can give there via the Big Give, or you can contact one of the committee members. There are links on the website. There's also a lot of information on the website.
And how people can support. Yeah. David Lloyd, it's been a pleasure to get you in today to update. And happy birthday for your 10th anniversary.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is David Lloyd. Next.